Federal judge suspends Trump administration's controversial immigration operations in Los Angeles. A federal court has temporarily halted some of the Trump administration's most contested immigration operations in Los Angeles County. On Friday, July 11, Judge Mame Iwusi Mensah Frimpong issued an order temporarily prohibiting federal agents from making arrests based on racial or ethnic profiling, and from denying legal representation to those detained. This ruling comes in response to an emergency petition filed by several civil rights organizations, including the Southern California branch of the ACLU and Public Counsel. It represents a sharp rebuke to the methods employed by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, agents and other federal forces operating in recent weeks across various public and private locations, construction sites, restaurants, garages, and Los Angeles streets. The government asks this court to turn a blind eye to an obvious reality, which is extensively documented, wrote the magistrate in her order. The judge maintains that arrests without objective grounds violate the Fourth Amendment, which protects against arbitrary searches and seizures. She also holds that denying access to legal counsel violates the Fifth Amendment, which guarantees the right to due process. The court-ordered measures will remain in effect for 10 days, pending review of a request for a longer-term preliminary injunction. A favorable decision could have nationwide implications, as these operations are central to the Trump administration's immigration strategy. The city of Los Angeles, a Democratic stronghold and home to one of the country's largest Latino communities, has become a primary testing ground for President Trump's immigration policies. According to the plaintiffs, arrests often target Hispanic workers or pedestrians without warrants or specific justification. Videos widely circulated on social media show masked federal agents, some in tactical gear, others in plain clothes, making arrests in parking lots and outside workplaces. What this court order reveals is a disturbing trend. When the federal government treats an American city like an internal enemy, it raises serious questions about constitutional compliance, said attorney Mark Rosenbaum of Public Counsel. Beyond ICE agents, the operation also coordinates efforts from Border Patrol, FBI, and DEA. This large-scale operation has sparked several protest demonstrations across Southern California, even as the White House maintains its objective of mass deportations. For Washington, Los Angeles serves as a real-world test of its immigration policy. The government maintains that its agents act based on comprehensive contextual elements, not racial criteria. However, these justifications have failed to convince Judge Frimpong, who appears to find the evidence of irregularities sufficiently serious to warrant court intervention. The court's final decision is expected in the coming days. It could establish an important legal precedent regarding the limits of federal powers in immigration matters. By Emmanuel Paul, based on information from the New York Times.